We told you last week that Alabama's best state contest was about to take place again, and in our weekly beef checkoff report, Aaron Beasley with the Alabama Cattlemen's Association says it's underway.
The goal of any of our checkoff programs is to increase beef demand and a lot of times increase beef sales, and we feel like this particular contest hits that right on the head. If you look at years past, you talk to the restaurants that have done well, getting into the top eight or the top four, they really see a bump in their beef sales during these contest times for people wanting to go and give their steak a try or maybe visit a new place or even those that, you know, it's their regular steakhouse, you know, they bring a friend with them to give it a try. So it's really done well from that standpoint.
And Aaron explains a new twist to this year's contest.
This year we're going to have a little tweak at the end of the contest. The restaurants that make the top four, one of the parameters for those that will do the best is we're actually going to have a measurement of their tonnage increase. So that's going to be a little change. It's not going to be just based on popularity and then by judging. There's also going to be a component in there about how much increased beef sales do you have. So that's going to be kind of exciting to see how that ends up when we get to the point of actually crowning our winner.
To learn more about Alabama's Best State Contest, just contact the Alabama Cattlemen's Association office in Montgomery, or again, go to their Facebook page. That's facebook.com/ALCattlemen. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.